Everyone, this is not Tim Pichot, who is not the Liberty Advisor, and today we're going to talk about how the Federal Reserve is not launching quantitative easing 4. Now, during the last live stream that we shot with the Economic Truth, John Snyson, and myself, we actually talked about how there is basically a 0% chance that the Federal Reserve is going to end their repo operations on the 11th. Now, as a financial advisor, I'm not really allowed to make those types of absolute statements, and the live stream audience was able to get that out before the announcement was made, Only a few hours later, the Federal Reserve had to actually renege on that and say they're going to push things back to November. Well, then anyways, yesterday they came out, which today being Saturday, so that's why I'm dressed down, just finished playing tennis. But the Federal Reserve did come out and said that they're going to extend the program to January. You know, is that basically came to the surprise of nobody. And actually what Jerome Powell actually said yesterday on Friday was that the Federal Reserve would soon announce measures to add to the supply of reserves over time, but that this is not QE. I mean, come on. And then now, quoting from the fake news outlet, The Washington Post, Powell did not specify the size of the new asset programs, but he said it would not be a rehashing of what the Fed opted for after the recession a decade ago. Still, the Fed has shown it will adjust its program based on how the economy performs. I want to emphasize that the growth of our balance sheet for reserve management purposes should in no way be confused with the large-scale asset purchases program that we deployed after the financial crisis. I mean, can anyone say this, you know, with a straight face? But so basically, in layman's terms, what they're saying is that the Federal Reserve used to call that printing money, and then they decided that they would call printing money quantitative easing, and now they're saying that quantitative easing isn't quantitative easing because they said so. And now, you know, it's just absolutely insane. Now, I did make a corny joke to start off this video by saying that my name was not Tim Pichot, when obviously it is, and when Jerome Powell said they're not doing quantitative easing, it was, again, probably a bad joke, but, you know, it's obviously to point out that they are doing quantitative easing. And now Jerome Powell can say whatever he wants to say. And really, I think what they're trying to do is the Pygmalion effect, which I think this is the Pygmalion effect. So let me know in the comments if I'm wrong. But, you know, that's where it's just because you say something enough times that all of a sudden it then becomes true. So they can say, you know, this is not quantitative easing. It's not quantitative easing. But the fact of the matter is that, you know, it took our country nearly 100 years from 1913 to 2008 to amass a $800 billion balance sheet. And now, just in the past month, they were able to get nearly 25% of that at roughly $188 billion. And, you know, if you just take a look at where we were at, you know, this time last year, that we were on autopilot, you know, we're going to be selling $50 billion a month. And now not only are we not selling $50 billion a month, that last month we printed $188 billion. And even though we're printing more money than we did during quantitative easing 3, that this supposedly is not quantitative easing 4. And I would pretty much guarantee that in January, this program is probably going to be made even bigger, probably going to go on for even longer. I don't think that that's actually too hard of a prediction to make. And now the Federal Reserve also said that they would eventually have the balance sheet go back down to zero. And I think then they reduced that estimate down to $2 trillion. And so what? They took it from, you know, 4.4, I think, down to, you know, probably maybe 3.6, 3.7, just going off memory here. And then now, I think yesterday I looked, it was 3.95 or 3.0, it doesn't matter. It was basically almost at $4 trillion again. And so here we are in the best economy, greatest economy in the history of the world, and yet we had to print $188 billion, except this time printing money means we're not printing money because we live in this 1984 crazy world. But I, you know, I could keep ranting on this for another, you know, 20, 30 minutes. I want to keep this one actually short because the people have told me that they want some short videos out of us. And so here's a short video. But if you guys want to get the longer video on, you know, a lot of this stuff, I would really, you know, invite you guys to check out my YouTube channel. I'm 5 subscribers away from 200. And, you know, there's certain stuff that gets on there that doesn't make it on here because there's only so far we can push the envelope here at Wham, because it is Josh's livelihood, and YouTube, you know, is, they're not afraid to take away someone's livelihood in the blink of an instance. They've already demonetized him, you know, about 80%. So you guys can really help him out by joining his Subscribestar, his Patreon, joining him on Float. Also check out the new awesome video he did on Göbekli Tepe. I know you guys will love it. There's also another ancient site that no one really talks about that supposedly is even more, that, you know, in the future, Josh's prediction will be even more historic. I can't remember the name of it, so this is not just a teaser, but go and check that one out as well. And again, yeah, we're at 195 subscribers on my channel. I have a video called Tim Pichot Was Right, and I'll be producing another one that's actually, I just finished making it, but I've got to do some final editing on that. And basically, I go through the last 3 years of predictions I've made, so I'd really appreciate a follow over there, because you know we're not even sure how much longer this channel is going to be alive. Make sure you guys support WAN, support the channel. Peace out. It's Saturday, so I hope you guys will excuse the fact I'm not dressed up doing this, although I'm usually, I guess my last video wasn't dressed up either, wearing a Ron Paul shirt. But hope you guys have a great weekend. And remember, this is not Tim Pichot, who is not the Liberty Advisor, wishing you to not have a good weekend. Take care, guys.